The other day, I got an email from John Donahue. John Donahue is the president and CEO of eBay. And because in the past I have sold a couple of things on eBay, I'm not in the eBay business, but we've had some stuff around the house that I wanted to get rid of, and I thought, well, let's put it on there and see if we can get a few dollars for it, and I have, and I've purchased a few things that way as well. I got an email from him, along with, I'm sure, millions of other eBay customers, about the online sales tax legislation that Congress is considering. He said, I'm writing to ask for your help in telling Congress no to new sales taxes and burdens for small businesses. So eBay has lined up against this big time. On the other side, the other online behemoth, Amazon, has lined up behind the concept of online sales taxes. The Senate, however, has decided not to do anything about it until they get back from the week-long vacation they started yesterday. They were considering a bill on Thursday, but they have pushed it back until they return. Online sales taxes are probably going to become a reality, and the reason that people want them is, well, the states want them because they want the revenue, but people who buy stuff don't want it because who wants to have to pay an extra 3, 4, 5, 7% more on whatever you buy? And small businesses seem to be upset by the idea because for Amazon to do business across the country, they have enough accountants to handle all of the state paperwork. But for smaller businesses online, it could create an enormous hassle. Let's see what Rick Newman has to say about all of this. Rick is the business correspondent and blogger for U.S. News and the author of Rebounders, How Winners Pivot from Setback to Success. Hi, Rick. How are you?
Hi, Paul. I'm just great.
You wrote a column this week in which you say you can make an easy case for online sales taxes. So let's hear a couple of the points.
I'm sorry to disappoint all those eBay sellers out there, including you, but I think it's important for everybody to understand no one's talking about a new tax that's just for online sales. What's at stake here is simply applying the sales taxes that already exist in 45 states to online purchases. And the whole reason that they don't apply right now, it's not because any state legislature ever said, we want this sales tax to apply to stuff you buy in a store, but not stuff you buy online. The real issue is that the law that governs this was put in place before internet shopping even existed. So basically, we're in a situation where the law is about 20 years behind technology, might be 30 years. Or more. And we're really talking about just evening things out and saying the same sales tax you pay if you go down the street to buy something is the tax you ought to pay on stuff you buy online. And there are five states that don't have a sales tax: Montana, Delaware, and a couple others. And there will continue to be no sales tax on online purchases in those states.
What about those of us who don't live in one of those five states? I will tell you that for me, the fact that I can get stuff delivered to my house for free, or essentially for free, because I'm an Amazon Prime member, I pay them $79 a year, and I get stuff shipped to me in a couple of days for free, and the fact that I don't have to pay sales tax on it is even more of a benefit as far as I'm concerned than, oh, it's raining, I don't want to have to drive to the store to buy new underwear, I'll just click on Amazon and I'll have it in 2 days.
Well, if it were 1998, we might say, look, online shopping is a brand new industry. It needs a little bit of help. Let's give it a break to help it get off the ground and help some new companies get started here. That's clearly not the case anymore. Amazon is a huge player that's big enough to challenge Walmart. That's about as big as it gets. So the big businesses that are selling stuff online, they don't need help. And this really is a penalty against small local businesses because they have no choice but to collect sales tax from you. That effectively makes their stuff more expensive than you can get it online. And if anybody's hurting these days, Paul, it's not internet businesses. They're booming for the most part. A lot of Main Street businesses are hurting, especially the smaller ones, and they're at a disadvantage. So I think, you know, the legislation that they're talking about in Congress would have an exemption for businesses below, for instance, $1 million in annual revenue. That would basically protect some of the, you know, the mom-and-pop type eBay businesses or you just selling a few things a year. John Donahue, the CEO of eBay, he'd like it to be $10 million. I mean, I think we can see a compromise in the works there. And it's worth pointing out that Democrats, many Democrats and many Republicans, not all of them, obviously, but many people of both parties actually support this. So I think it's going to happen. It's just a matter of the details.
Let me read you something written by Megan McArdle, who blogged about this for The Daily Beast. She said this bill is good for Amazon because it kills off their small fry competitors who can't afford the staff accountants or the software to file 46 returns every month, and it frees them up to open warehouses in more states to better to minimize their shipping costs. Presumably, that's why they're in favor of the bill, but it's going to be hell on sole proprietorships and other small businesses that can't afford the compliance overhead. Anyone who's had to file income tax returns in two states can imagine why you might not want to have to file in almost 50 every month. What do you say to that, Rick?
I think that's alarmist. Again, the details matter here. And if it were set up the way she's describing it, yeah, that would be a nightmare. But there are already things happening that will prevent that. For instance, a lot of states have agreed that they need to simplify their sales taxes. And it's not so much the state sales taxes, it's the local sales taxes. So we know it's easy to comply with 50 state sales taxes. There are about 9,500 local taxes on top of that, and that's where the nightmare happens. One way to deal with this is that anybody who is going to be – any state that's going to be part of this deal that will be able to collect taxes on online purchases needs to simplify its tax rates, at least for online purchases. So you, let's say you only have one tax rate for the entire state, and you don't have to figure out what it is in this county, that county, or the next county over. So you can do that, and you don't necessarily need an accountant, a full-time accountant, to handle all this stuff because, you know, there is software that can do it. Amazon has the software that can do it, and they have said they can supply that software to any other company that wants it. Now, this should be set up so that Amazon isn't holding everybody over a barrel. I think a good way to do that is to have some exemption level below which you count as a small business and you don't have to worry about this. But there are ways to do it, and to simply say, we don't have the capability to deal with, you know, this complexity. I mean, these online algorithms deal with far more complex things than this. I mean, this is simple software, honestly. So I think you deal with the exemptions. You definitely create exceptions for the people who would be harmed by this, but you go ahead and do it.
Sounds like an opening for Intuit, who makes TurboTax, or any of the other software companies out there to grab a piece of that business as well.
There will be plenty of entrepreneurial companies and people who will say, we think we can solve this problem. It's going to get a lot easier than everybody's complaining about now because there's a little bit of money to be made. And I think it is important. There also are ways to make sure the cost doesn't get placed on the companies, the small companies that are most unable to afford the cost. I mean, that would be that would be bad legislation. But you can do this in a way, for instance, where, you could give small businesses that collect the tax a buyback. You could say, you know, keep a 0.25%, keep a 0.5% to cover your costs. I mean, there are many, many ways to do this. I don't think we should just say, we should just create this massive sales tax exemption for anybody who sells stuff online. I mean, that is patently unfair to Main Street businesses.
Rick, do you think that this will push anybody who is an online buyer to go back to local businesses and say, well, if it's a playing field, I can get this at the store in my neighborhood. I don't have to buy it online.
I guess you can imagine instances in, for example, some very high tax states. I think there are some states where the tax is higher than 8%, for instance. Yeah, maybe in that case you might say, if it's going to cost 8% more to buy this stuff, or maybe 10% if you add in local taxes, I'm actually just going to take a trip to the store. Personally, I just can't see that this is a definitive factor for most shoppers. As you pointed out, I think people love the convenience of online shopping. It's only going to get more convenient. I think that's the main selling point. And I think, people who want to go to the store will go because they want to check stuff out in person. I just don't think this will be a defining factor.
What about the politics of this? You've got Tea Party guys in Congress who say no new taxes.
And you also have Republican governors who are saying, you know, we're losing $1 billion a year here, and it seems like nothing more than a loophole, and we really could use that revenue. Again, this is not technically a new tax. It's just applying the taxes that are already on the books to all purchases equally. So I think that's going to break it. I think if anybody were saying, you know, let's add an extra 2% if you buy something from Amazon or from eBay, that would never fly. But I think because it's not a new tax, it's the same tax that exists, we just wanted to apply it to all purchases equally, I think it's going to happen.
And anybody who is a small business selling stuff as if they have an online garage sale through eBay or even through Craigslist or anywhere else, $1 million is a lot of sales. I mean, it's not for Amazon. They probably made $1 million in the time it took me to say $1 million. But for most Americans, that's going to be a pretty high bar. Rick, I appreciate your time. It's always a pleasure talking to you.
Thanks for having me, Paul. Take
Rick
care.
Newman blogs for USNews.com. One of the most prolific bloggers I've ever seen, by the way, writing about business for US News, and also the author of Rebounders: How Winners Pivot from Setback to Success.